the new Congress in Agriculture. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. What will the big turnover in Congress mean to the big issues affecting U.S. agriculture? American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
There will be a lot of new people moving to Capitol Hill come the beginning of the year. American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman says that means his organization will have a lot of educating to do.
Most members running for Congress know very little about the economics of agriculture, production practices, environmental regulations related to agriculture, and we'll have to spend a lot of time educating those members and their new staffs about the issues that are priorities for us.
Stallman says when it comes to tax, regulatory, and most trade issues, he expects the Republican-controlled Congress will be more closely aligned with those priorities. But writing a new farm bill may now be more difficult.
The biggest issue affecting the consideration of the new farm bill will be the budget issues, the deficit, and cutting spending. Agricultural spending, particularly spending related to farm programs, has always been a target and will be even a greater target in the environment that we face. However, that was going to happen regardless of who took control of the House. It may be that the Republican majority will be a little more restrictive with budget and be a little tougher on budget cutting relative to the new farm bill, and that remains to be seen.
Stallman says he won't be surprised to see even more gridlock in Congress.
Hopefully the message is received that we need to do more in terms of working together in a bipartisan fashion. Given the nature of politics, that may be difficult. I hope that we do have some compromise and some bipartisan solutions to problems. For those who say we should never compromise, and there are those that have been elected that say that, I would point out that the only form of government for which there is never compromise is a dictatorship. That in a democracy, you have to have compromise to have an effective governor.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.